Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, April the 5th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. Live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, as the world celebrates the Easter holidays, most Zimbabweans say it has been a tough time. But today, believers say they will put their troubles aside to celebrate the rising of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. As many say, this is the day they've been waiting for to commemorate the rising of Jesus Christ.
So when we celebrate Easter Sunday, we are celebrating the resurrection that occurred when Jesus died and rose from the dead. Many people die, and when people die, they die. But the significance is that when Jesus died, he rose from the dead with power and authority.
And the National Blood Service Zimbabwe is calling for Zimbabweans to remain safe on the roads during the Easter holiday. But it says it remains prepared for any blood service that may arise.
The Easter holiday is generally a time when people commemorate the death and resurrection of Christ. So as National Blood Service Zimbabwe, we know that there will be quite a number of people traveling. There will be different programs throughout the country. So we do ensure that there is enough blood in case there is need for it.
And the Vendors Union of Zimbabwe says it is disappointed at the slow pace of allocation of vending spaces by the government.
The process is moving at a very slow pace. We are actually worried as the National Vendors Union. We expect the government to really start to realize what is important, priorities of this country. Vending has become the game.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. As the world celebrates the Easter holidays, most Zimbabweans say it has been a tough time, but they will use today as a day to celebrate the rising of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We turned to Pastor Eve Mudambanuki of United Methodist on her views on Easter.
When we look at Easter Sunday, we look at the finished work of the cross, what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary outside Jerusalem on Golgotha. So we remember the struggle, the passion that he went through when he paid the price for the entire world to redeem us from the sins that we incurred. So that's the significance of Easter. So when we celebrate Easter Sunday, we are celebrating the resurrection that occurred when Jesus died and rose from the dead. Many people die, and when people die, they die. But the significance is that when Jesus died, he rose from the dead with power and authority. And he conquered death, the death that occurred to him. Well, he became a victorious Lord. He became the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he reconciled us back to the Father, and we become Easter people.
And we see that you are celebrating this holiday, Reverend, here in the United States. How different is it with how the holiday of Easter is celebrated in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe, this is a very powerful holiday of remembrance, especially when we begin from Palm Sunday till Easter Sunday. So it's like chronologically we remember every event of this week, what Jesus did. So people normally gather together in churches, in small groups, in homes. That's the talk of the day, what Jesus did. But the reconciliation that occurred between humanity and God. But when we think of what happens here in America, yes, it becomes like a tradition where people talk about it. On Sunday, people go to church. You have Easter members, people who go to church on Easter Sunday, and you will not see them again in church. So it's a huge day here in America just to celebrate Easter, to have good food to eat. I'm not saying people don't pray or don't remember Easter Sunday when we remember the resurrection, but there's a huge difference because here it becomes a tradition.
That was Pastor Eve Mudambwanuki of the United Methodist Church in Kentucky here in the United States of America. The National Blood Services Zimbabwe is calling for people to remain safe on the road during the Easter holiday. National Blood Service Zimbabwe spokesperson Esther Masunda says the organization continues to work year-round to establish a full blood bank in preparation for high travel holidays such as Easter. Tatenda Gumbo of Studio 7 spoke to Esther Masunda on the issue.
The Easter holiday is generally a time when people commemorate the death and resurrection of Christ. So as National Blood Service Zimbabwe, we know that there will be quite a number of people traveling. There will be different programs throughout the country. So we do ensure that there is enough blood in case there is need for it. So during this April holiday, we're actually going to be having a series of campaigns through the Pledge 25 Club, where they're going to be galas throughout the country, commencing from the 7th of April, just after the Easter holiday, all the way until the end of April. We've opened new panels in other parts of the country so that we can also get more donors in the rural part of the country. We've opened new panels at Indema, that's at Marikopo High School, Mutoko Central. And then we've also got some panels that we resuscitated in Murewa through Hurungi High School, that's in Mashonaland East. We are also going to be opening Cholocho on the 30th of April, and that's going to be in Bulawayo.
You said that you are close to hitting the target. Can you tell us what the target was?
In terms of our April holiday, what we normally do is that we ensure that we have enough activities that will enable us to meet our target. So in terms of meeting the April target, we'll only know it towards the end of April whether we have met that target. But we always ensure that we've got enough activities that will enable us to do that.
Can you explain to our listeners what exactly happens when they need or when they do give out blood?
Well, what normally happens when someone comes through to donate blood, what we normally do is that when the person comes through, it only takes about 15 minutes for them to donate blood. And if it's a male, they'll be called after every 3 months. If it's a female, they'll be called after every 4 months. So when they donate the blood, and once the blood has been processed and tested and then stored and then distributed, we then after every 3 months, we call the donors, and we always normally appeal to people all the time to always come through and donate blood. We also do it through SMS. When people are due to donate, we normally call them back through SMS. We also normally call them back even through email, depending on which type of communication the donor presents.
That was the National Blood Service Zimbabwe spokesperson, Esther Masunda, speaking to Tatenda Gumbo of Studio 7 from Harare. The Vendors Union of Zimbabwe says it is disappointed at the slow pace of allocation of vending spaces by the government. Union head Samuel Wadzai says although his organization was not invited to a meeting held by Small Business Minister Stembi Sonyoni last week, he hopes that that ministry will not influence the gains that had been made by his union with other ministries. Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaks to Wadzai on the issue.
We were not invited, and we are not very much concerned because we feel that all meetings that are of national importance and all meetings that concern vendors, national vendors union should be included. The fact that the minister did not see value in inviting us means she do not appreciate the role that the national vendors union is playing so far, or probably there were some administrative challenges in terms of communicating with all the relevant stakeholders, because I still recall that there was a meeting of that sort which was called, I think, about 2 months ago, but it had called off at the last minute, and that particular meeting was also invited as the National Vendors Union. So probably there was an administrative hitch-up, but if it was deliberate that they excluded us from the meeting, we don't care, because we know that they will come back to us because we represent the majority of vendors in Zimbabwe.
There were plans by the Harare City Council to allocate sites to vendors. How far has this gone?
The process is moving at a very slow pace. We are actually worried as the National Vendors Union. We expect the government to really start to realize what is important, the priorities of this country. Vending has become the game, and it is important that the government start to treat the issue of organizing vendors and the issue of giving vendors profitable vending sites a priority. This is an issue which needs everyone to be involved. We want vendors to be involved in terms of the allocation of these vending sites. And the threats to remove vendors do not work at this juncture. I think the government now appreciates that, and we expect them to expedite this process and ensure that vendors are organized and are assisted to do their business without the hindrance.
That was the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe head Samuel Wadzai in Harare speaking to Jonga Kandemiri of Studio 7. Now we go to some of our listeners who have Easter messages for their loved ones.
My name is Reverend Irene Kabete. I'm in Kentucky in the United States of America. Happy Easter to my family in Zimbabwe, my family here in the United States of America, and all my colleagues at the Asbury Theological Seminary. This Easter, let us remember that Jesus died for you and for me. When Mary Magdalene woke up and went to the grave on Sunday morning, when she found that the grave was empty, she started crying. Jesus asked her, "Why are you crying?" If you can think back in so many things that happened in your life, how many times you have been crying, sometimes crying for joy, sometimes crying out of grief. But Jesus is saying, do not cry this Easter for this reason. There's no reason for us to cry anymore. There is hope in our lives. Happy Easter to all of you. No more crying. Let us have hope in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
My name is Webster Chimchari. I want to greet my family at Mutoko, Julie and Joy. That's all. I'm at South Africa.
My name is Flame Chimpasa. I stay in Harare to the location. I would like to greet my wife here, Florence Nemo. Yes, sister Angelina Nemo. Yes, sister again, Pauline Nemo. My brother, Norris Chimpasa. My brother again, Lisa Chimpasa. My sister, Florence Chimpasa. My sister again, Parker Chimpasa. And Faith Chimpasa. I would like to say happy Easter to all of them.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Nyari Mashaya Mombe, who is the founder and executive director of Tage Life International. Nyari, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much. We are just towards the Easter holidays, and I should say happy Easter to everyone. But thank you very much for having me on your show.
Now, Nyari, we feature you a lot on our show, on my show in particular, talking about what you're doing in Zimbabwe. But for many, they don't know how you got to where you are. Tell us how a Tiger Life came to be.
I grew up in rural Zimbabwe, in Chirubi. When I was born, my father had already died. and I was raised by a single parent, that's my mom. And what that did was that it gave obviously challenges, because when my father was still alive, my brothers and sisters were in boarding schools. But when my father died, because he was the breadwinner, things turned around. So my mother struggled to keep my sisters and brothers in school.
And what were the challenges you faced under those circumstances?
Just like any other rural child who grows up, there are challenges of traveling to longer distances to school and back. For instance, I think we covered 5 kilometers to school and 5 days, which is about 10 kilometers. And in that environment, I also realized that there were children who did not take school seriously. When I was in rural Zimbabwe, I realized that a lot of my friends, who were even some who were smarter than myself in school, actually dropped out of school and they got married early. So I went ahead and I passed my L-levels and I came to town. I also discovered my singing gift, and I thought that because I'm a musician, I'd make a lot of money and then come back to the rural community and assist girls. Little did I know that in those years, it was the turning point. And at some point in my life, I just decided that I think the time is now. I need to do it now.
How important has your impact to the young girls that you work with been, as you're saying that you yourself made the decision to impact your community in any way that you could?
It was important then to make sure that girls are assisted in terms of setting their priorities. Because maybe somebody will say, why is the special mention of girls? But we all know that Zimbabwe is a patriarchal nation, and so is the rest of Africa. And so you find that girls do not have this knowledge. You know, when girls are growing up in our rural community, the girls are socialized when they are growing up to prioritize marriage. There's need for us to remove that mindset that says it's all about marriage. To the girls, to let them know that there's more to life. We can do something bigger and better. We met each other a week ago there in Washington, but we would have known that a rural girl like myself would one day wake up and board a plane.
And what's your message to the young girls that might be listening to you now, seeing themselves in you?
You just need to begin to dream. You have to begin with a dream. You have to begin with discipline. For girls, focus on your education. Finish your O-level, because what finishing your O-level does is it helps you to shift your mindset. You may fail your examination, but you have learned a lot of other things about life that assist you even when you want to start a business. There is more to life. Be economically independent. Be economically sustainable.
Nyari, I do want to thank you very much for joining me.
It was my pleasure.
That was Nyari Mashaya Mombe, Tagged Life Executive Director and Founder. I want to wish everyone a happy Easter and hope you'll join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo, for that very inspiring youth forum. And now to recap on today's stories. As the world celebrates the Easter holidays, most Zimbabweans say it has been a tough time, but they will put aside all their worries to celebrate the rising of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. As many say, this is the day they have been waiting for in their Christian faith. And the National Blood Service Zimbabwe is calling for people to remain safe on the roads during the Easter holiday. But it says it remains prepared for any blood that may be needed during this very busy time. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, April the 5th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a happy Easter, a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.